AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and other administration officials briefed congressional leaders on the striking military operation in Venezuela. Republicans went in largely supportive of the operation that removed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Democrats had questions about the Trump administration's plans in the South American country. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said the briefing posed far more questions than it answered.
The American people did not sign up for this kind of military adventurism when they voted for Donald Trump. They wanted a president focused on America first, focused on lowering the cost of living, lowering health care costs, lowering grocery prices.
Maduro and his wife appeared in U.S. federal court in New York yesterday. Both pleaded not guilty to drug trafficking charges. In other news, a trial is underway in Texas for an officer accused of a slow response during the Uvalde school shooting. AP correspondent Valerie Gonzalez was in Corpus Christi, Texas yesterday.
I'm outside the Nueces County Courthouse. 450 people were called for jury selection in a trial expected to last 2 weeks. Adrian Gonzalez, a former police officer in Uvalde, is facing 29 counts of child endangerment or abandonment related to the shooting in 2022 at Robb Elementary that claimed the lives of 19 children and two teachers. Gonzalez pleaded not guilty. He had to sit in a room full of angry jurors, even though they were 200 miles away from Uvalde. A woman said she could not be impartial because she is a teacher who hopes to be the kind of educator who could lay down her life for her students if the moment calls for it. She, along with 100 others, were excused, who said they had already made up their minds before the trial even began.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports more people are getting the flu.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says flu infections surged over the holidays. Numbers from the CDC show 45 states reported high or very high flu activity during the week of Christmas, up from 30 states the week before. The higher numbers appear to be driven by the type of flu that's been spreading. One type of the flu virus, called H3N2, historically has caused the most hospitalizations and deaths in older people. More than 90% of the H3N2 infections analyzed were a new version that differs from the strain in this year's flu shots. Flu season usually peaks by February. The CDC estimates there have been at least 11 million illnesses, 120,000 hospitalizations, and 5,000 deaths from the flu so far this season. I'm Ed Donahue.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.